Indiana is the most recent state studied by the Williams Institute out of UCLA. Senior counsel Christy Mallory estimates that in the first 3 years, there would be a $39 million boost to the Hoosier state and local economies. She says as a result of an estimated 5,500 same-sex weddings in that three-year period, government officials could expect to see nearly $3 million in sales tax revenue added to the state coffers.
It includes both spending by the couples on sort of hospitality and food and accommodations, as well as by their guests who often travel from out of state to attend these weddings.
As a result of the extra business, the Williams Institute predicts 750 full and part-time jobs would be created. But president of the Indiana Family Institute, Kurt Smith, disagrees. He says the numbers in the economic study are dramatically overstated.
My understanding from other states, Vermont, California, elsewhere, Massachusetts, is New York City, is that far fewer couples have engaged in what's called tourism marriage than was initially estimated.
Smith says the Williams Institute should have also factored in various health issues for same-sex couples he says are more prevalent, like the need for psychological services. Same-sex marriage is banned in Indiana, and one lesbian is fighting to have herself listed on her terminally ill spouse's death certificate. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.